content discussed on this show is not necessarily the opinion of the cast of Spiritually Raw, and topics quite often are for mature audiences only. So, if you happen to have your 13-year-old listening in...
That's your problem.
All right, everybody, thank you very much for changing your channel to Spiritually Raw. We hope you're enjoying these episodes as much as we are by bringing them to you. So also, hey, listen, if you'd like to be a guest on our show and you think you'd have some great information to share with us, simply go to spirituallyraw.com and fill out the guest questionnaire over there, yeah? And also for you guys checking out our clips that we put up on YouTube so you can get a vibe of what's going on there. You know, there's a lot of information out there, and you know, we know that, listen, we're all in together and we got to get our parts out here for you. So we're, you know, if you do like it, to really help get these super important messages out there, you know, just like us, you know, subscribe to it.
We appreciate it.
Yeah,
so
for sure.
Much.
Yeah,
it's
the
really
comment
helping the channel
sharing
grow.
It really does. Yeah, and it really does help get that message out, you know, with these amazing guests that we're bringing on, these amazing topics and segments up there too. And also, our Patreon channel is where you're going to find exclusive content. You know, you're going to find out these really cool videos and, you know, exclusive guests that you won't get anywhere else. So go to the patreon.com/spirituallyraw. Again, just another great way that you guys are really supporting us. And thank you again for that. And Facebook,
sure,
yeah.
To check us out. We have a Facebook group, which a lot of the guests are on, all of the guests really are on the Facebook group, so you can connect with them one-on-one as well at Facebook.com/groups/spirituallyraw. You'll see everybody there. You'll see a lot of the shows.
And say hello.
Say hello.
Say hello. So, you know, again, we work super hard to bring you some amazing guests, and you're about to get an example of one right now, which April's going to cover with you, right?
You got it. Okay. If you've been feeling a little bit like something unusual is going on behind the scenes, behind the COVID-19, you're right, because there is something going on. There are hidden agendas inside this global situation. Sharyon Shara, she's a medical intuitive and international best-selling author, says, yes, there is more to this than what it appears. And she's going to give us the insider secrets of this ship, for everything from depopulation and artificial intelligence to beyond GMO, and the new kids on the block. And you can learn more about Sherry at sherryonshara.com.
Sherry on Shara, welcome
Sherry,
back again.
You.
It's good to have you. How are you?
Thank you. I'm great. How are you guys doing?
We're doing wonderful, thank you.
Sherry, you know, there's as always, there's so much to talk about with you and so little time to talk about it. So we're going to just dive right in if it's okay with you.
Absolutely. Let's do it.
All right.
Okay. So I noticed something on one of your social media sites that you say dump duality, which this universe promotes for, it's time for a multidimensional non-duality consciousness. That's a mouthful. Can you help us dissect what that really means for starters?
You know, a lot of people ask me that. So as the observer, I was always looking at things like, you know, like somebody would say something, but that's not what they meant. Or somebody would do something if that's not what they were really doing. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. So duality is actually, do you see the symbol? It's called infinity.
Yes.
And it never made sense to me why we got caught in something, because energy doesn't flow that way. It makes no sense. And so it can be, you know, frenetic or it could be smooth. So in duality, I noticed it was right or wrong. And when I would look through history, because I'm like a really history buff, and I would look, so if you kill somebody, it's okay if some God, now this is not about religion, nobody panic here, that it would be okay. But if you were on the other side of it and your God said, well, you could kill them, it's okay. So is that my God's bigger than your God or my dad's bigger than yours? So there was always the right and wrong. So what happened to me, I teach wordology as your biology, is it correct? Is this appropriate? Is this correct? So the right and wrong. So even when I would watch Star Trek, my favorite beings on there were the Klingons. And don't you know that people that cling on to you, that was duality, and you always had to fix them? So I was always listening, not hearing, and always observing and watching. So that never made sense to me that it was good or bad. No, is it correct? And when you do something that's correct, you feel it. When you do something in the judgment of right or wrong, it never works out. You could be the winner one time and then you get to be the loser because, you know, Rome ruled the world and, you know, and then the Ottoman Empire ruled the world and then England ruled the world. And what happened? They went in the cycle up, down, over and over again. So it never, so that's duality that never made sense. Mm.
So what does make sense the way that we should be looking at it from your perspective?
Well, my first tool that I teach is NEO, non-emotional observer. And the funny part of it is when I first started teaching that, people would say, oh, I observed this person. What a jerk. I observed my mother. What a jerk. You know, I said, no, wait a minute. Who are you observing? And then they got it. When you observe yourself, because one of my Sherryisms is how I'm treated, is how I give people permission to treat me. And so people are going, why am I a victim all the time? I call this, there's a world famous actress who isn't on this planet, but in observing and doing research on her, she married the same man 8 times. So I teach profiles, behaviors, and roles. And 4 of her besties were gay, the same profile. So when you start observing your own participation, then you say, well, I wasn't really wrong. I didn't have the information. Mm. I didn't have the information.
Okay, that sounds good.
Sherry, can you ask, you know, just to kind of go down the list here today, for lack of a better term, I mean, what's going on behind this whole COVID curtain? I mean, I know a lot of people are just throwing it out there and I don't want to overplay it either, but I know that you've got a unique insight towards it and I just want you to share that if you could.
Yeah, it's called depopulation. In one word, depopulation.
So you think that they're out to kill us all?
Yes, and really they're culling the tribe, you know, culling the herd. And this has happened throughout many, even from the Bible. If you go back when they had the plagues, or you go back to the Middle Ages, and they called it medieval. Doesn't that make sense? The medieval
section.
Yeah.
Makes sense now.
Yes. And then all of the, you know, they, you know, blamed it on the rats or whatever, but then, you know, you transferred it. And so people would go around flagellating themselves and they got blood running over and people didn't have shoes. And so the people who run this planet, if you can call them people, they know that they have been in charge of this planet in this universe for centuries.
Oh, and so hold on. Stop right there.
Oh,
back up.
I know, it's kind of
the people that run this planet, if they're people.
Go down that rabbit hole, right?
Let's take it a little bit of a U-turn here. Are number one, who from your perception or interpretation runs the planet? Is it a group of people? Are they not non-human people?
Yes.
Okay, so let's hear it.
Okay, it's just simple. You know, we have all sorts of varieties of individuals on this planet, correct? We've got Italians, there you go, and we've got Swedish people. And so even though we're part of the human race, you know, I don't know what we're racing around for, there are still others. So let's just go to Star Wars. My favorite scene was the bar scene. And if you go in there and there's Han Solo and the rest of them, and look at all how they look differently. Mm-hmm. And so we have been taught to be terrified of somebody that doesn't look like us or presents themselves like us. And so, you know, in some of these movies, there were shapeshifters. And so people can, so here's a shapeshifter. How about somebody that goes into the corporate world back in the 80s and women had to dress like men? Aren't they shape-shifting? So I'm always looking at the practical side. And mm-hmm. being in the corporate world in the 80s, I refused to do that. I refused to dress like a man. So what I did in my shape-shifting, I bought these beautiful jackets from Men's Warehouse. And I put rhinestones on them and paint and all kinds of stuff so that I would go in to our corporate meetings because I became an executive. And so one time in a meeting, I had a blouse, a shirt like you have on, only I had boots on it with glitter. And I walked in and I said, these boots are made for walking, because I made it to the VP ring. And so I shapeshifted from when I started in the company and I dressed and said, so what, we all shapeshift. So if someone is going to tell you what you have to do and you give your power away, because you can't see them, you're looking at the facade, they can trick you.
Sherry, let's not take anything for granted here. When you throw out the word shapeshift, I just want to just really get it from the perspective how you see it. Are you talking about a physical shapeshift?
I am talking about a physical shapeshift.
Does that mean like a person to
another person, maybe,
or a person to another person?
Correct. And that's why I use that analogy from the human standpoint. But yes, they're called the Cabal, and or they're called the Illuminati or whatever. And there's 13 families that run this planet. But you know, it's like a corporate chart. Mm-hmm. The ones that are head here. And if you can see, here's the food industry. Here's the oil industry. Here's the educational industry. Mm-hmm. Here's the ancillary industry, whatever it could be. And so if you would like to control someone or control a species or control a group, you know, you have the head, right? You have the principal, and the principal gets down the guidelines.
Right,
so this is what we're going to do in the first grade, and this is what we're going to do in the fourth grade, and this is what we're going to do to the ones that maybe aren't as conscious, or maybe these are a little bit more conscious, but we have to make them afraid. And
so
we have to make them afraid. So their whole goal is to have us live in fear.
Totally. And guess what? Fear is lack of information. And I like to present information. I'm not going to wrong anybody. Just observe it. How does this information feel to you? And research. But don't just listen because someone says they're an expert in what? You are the expert in you.
Can you tell us when you circle back, or circle back on, we discuss what you meant about depopulation? So getting rid of is it a specific segment of the population they want gone, specific geographical areas? I mean, what do you know about that? And a follow-up behind that is, how many people left do they want to work with if that's their end goal?
Okay, so they're going to determine the amount. So let's just put it from a perspective of duality. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
So a couple gets married and they say that they could only afford to feed 4 kids. They can't have the 5th kid or the 6th kid. Only 4, that's their maximum. So if you look at a movie theater, there's a maximum amount of people that you can put in there. This is a planet. They're in their idea, there's a maximum amount that they can put in there. So how do you call the herd? Okay, this COVID-19. When this first hit in their idea, this is my intuitive side. And intuition, honestly, people, get over yourselves. Intuition is just your innate ability to discern. That's all it is. Your innate ability to discern. Is this for me or is this not for me?
Yeah.
It's got to make sense. It's got to hit your truth, which is here, not the computer brain. So if you're going to do this, so when this hit, I thought, you know what, there's something off here. So it started in Wuhan or wherever it did. So I've always said that there's something going on here. So in China, you know, they killed all the girl babies and actually made soup out of them. I'm not kidding you. I know.
Yeah.
So, Sherry,
Hold on. No, she's on to something. Yeah, hold on.
They killed all and they made soup out of them, the babies?
Yeah, at times they did in northern China.
Was that for the elite or was that
lot,
for?
A lot of the elite and some that, you know, because, you know, even in the elite, they have levels.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say you signed up for a network marketing company, you got here, and then you got this group, and then this group, and you go down to this group. That's how it works. They are like the best network marketers in the world, in the universe.
And why would they want to eat these babies?
Well, it's whatever. Why did headhunters eat people? Because they thought they were going to get the essence of that person.
The essence of the child.
The essence of that person.
The essence of the child.
Is it like a drug when they eat them? Is it?
Yeah, of course it is. And it's going on. It's been going on for centuries in killing babies. You know, there's some of the high level politicians in our country that do that. I mean, it's coming to the surface. So let's go back to that.
Wait, can I ask you one quick question? Because I thought about something when you said they're eating the children for the essence of the child. Is it similarly true if you're eating a cow or a chicken or a pig that's been brutally abused in its environment and then you eat it and where they're already stressed out and, you know, freaking out and they have issues, their own little animal issues, and then you eat that, are you then eating the essence of the stress of the animal?
Absolutely. And you're eating the chemicals that they eat. You are eating that stress. You are eating that abuse. So I started writing in 1991 about cellular memory. And I was told I was nuts, patted me on the head, take a pill, you'll feel better. And because of the transplants, people were picking up the memory. But what I also discovered as the observer, there was a difference between your clear memory. That's how I've assisted people to get rid of stage four cancer, off of drugs, off of crystal meth, because their clear memory didn't do it. But then something else showed itself to me. It was called cellular memorization. So when you are cellular memorizing a dysfunction or a fear or a chemical, it changes the construction of your body.
Man, you're smart, Sherry. You are. Hey, Sherry, we got to take a quick break, everybody. Hang tight. More with Sherry when we get back. So don't go anywhere because it looks like there's just so much more you've got to share with us. So hang tight.
Okay.
Sherry Anshara, medical intuitive, international best-selling author, creator of the Anshara Method. So within 10 minutes or less, you begin to resolve and dissolve the root cause of the painful symptoms that you have an issue with. How? A unique process that unlocks deep-seated emotional pain, stress, and trauma by facilitating the release of core issues that reside within the body. Sherry's clients discover that healing does not take a long time at all when Sherry Anshara gets to the core of why the issue started. So get the clarity to heal yourself, your relationships, and live the best life ever. Go to sherryanshara.com to schedule an appointment or for more information. That's sherryanshara.com.
All right, everybody, welcome back to Spiritually Raw. Thank you very, very much. And we are with the lovely Sherry Anshara, and she's sharing so much information with us. I know we had to take a quick break, but we did say it was quick, and we are back super quick also. So more with Sherry, right?
Sherry, secrets of the shift. What are the secrets of the shift?
Well, the first secret is to begin to look at the information not from a fear base, but facts. Because the facts will set you free when you get the facts. And so as I was talking about like cellular and cellular memory, can I give just a quick little example?
Yeah. Go ahead, please.
When I was in school and a little girl, because I was always asking questions, always. And I raised my hand and said to the teacher, well, if Columbus discovered America, how come people were living here? And he gave me the best advice. I was like, he said, memorize it.
That's pretty good. I got that.
And, you know, it's like somewhere like it's stored in me. Go, memorize this. And so he actually put me on a path of researching. And it was called then, you know, the library. And then I couldn't find it in the school library because they were saying the same crap he was saying. And then I recognized he memorized it. He was teaching, but he memorized something that wasn't the facts. There were no facts to it whatsoever. So he went and got his degree, whatever it was, not judging it. And that's what we do in our educational system. Mm-hmm. And we're all being educated by the television, by whatever. That's why I'm so grateful for the two of you, because you know what? You're on educating people.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sherry. That was very nice of you.
Is it a compliment? We're uneducating people?
I think she was trying to say we're actually on not uneducating people.
But you are. Because like, that's
right. That's what you did say, right?
Yes, because I call myself the teacher of the on learning. And what you're doing is assisting people to get uneducated to get educated. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
Yes. Not uneducated. We're on educating. So you're jumping on the education train.
Yes.
And Sherry today is the conductor of that on education train. Yes?
Yes.
All right, cool.
Perfect. Isn't that cool?
That's so cool.
And a train is like a train of thought, not thinky. So in order to educate ourselves, we have to have all the facts. That's why I look at things differently.
Speaking of cool and maybe not so cool here, but so everybody putting these masks on like 15 hours a day, I mean, is that good? Not good? I mean, what's the effect there that's happening? Because you hear different sides of it.
Well, you're taking in your own carbon dioxide.
Exactly.
Exactly.
I mean, it just seems like a no-brainer.
It is. And I did see on Facebook one day that all these runners, these were running together with masks.
Yeah.
And like four or three or maybe four dropped dead. And what did they drop dead of? Was oxygen, you know, deprivation.
Oh, wow.
So even some of the things that they're putting people on, it's actually depriving them of oxygen.
That's crazy. You know, I could see the glove thing.
What about the over-sanitizing of the, there, aren't you actually, I mean, can you over-sanitize?
Well, it will irritate your skin, I would imagine.
No, I'm talking about from a place of where you start losing the effects of, you know.
Like touch?
No, being able to ward it off. Like, what's that?
Yes, your natural ability, your natural immune system.
Immune system, thank you.
Your immune hands?
Well, yes.
You can't clean your hands, though.
No, that's not what I'm saying. But is there a point, though, that you're actually, because all that, there's little wipes are loaded with chemicals.
And that's why I don't use them, because I work with clients, I still see them physically, and I wash my hands all the time before and after. But what I use is I use organic soap. I use an organic soap that I know is going to kill all, and I'm not going to put all those chemical toxins in my body. I am not.
Going back on the depopulation for a second. All right, so let's say they kill everybody off, or however many people they want to kill off. Except the three of us.
And our loved ones.
We'll get back
to that. And our loved ones includes our audience right now, so everybody. So yes.
And we'll get back to the actual number. But when they, let's say, try to achieve this goal, what's going to be like, I mean, this is an awfully large planet for not that many people. What is the ultimate, what are they really trying to attain? I understand control, yes. But okay. What are you going to do with all that land and all that space and all that everything?
You know, it's like when a settler went across and saw the open west, what am I going to do with all this land? So it's all about ownership. It's all about greed. It's all about avarice. So let me just go back quickly to the population in China. So they had too many men. What do you do? Too many men. Well, how do you depopulate it? And I've seen the stats that 60% of the men in the world are affected more by the COVID than women. So who produces? Men can reproduce till they're 80 or 90, you know, mm-hmm. Women can. So if you notice that most of the men, so they cannot reproduce if they have it, you know, I'm not going to tell you physically what I see as a medical intuitive that's happening to men, but it doesn't sound very good or look very good. Mm-hmm. So that's one way. Okay. So what happens in the idea of food? And we talked about food. What if, I'm just going to say the what if, I know it to be the truth, because there's true and there's truth. So what if the human race was a source of food for this particular race? And what if that food was energy? What if that food had a baseline of fear?
Like we're cows.
Yes, because it's about resonance. See, we've been programmed that it's frequency and vibration. It is not. Frequency and vibration are byproducts. I've been at this for long. And it's about resonance. So let's say I resonate to a victim. So I'm going to find every way, shape, or form, unconsciously, this is completely unconscious, to be a victim. That's my resonance. So my frequency and vibration goes out and go, hey, somebody answer my ad. I am a victim. And then the victimizers show up. They're like, here they come. I got your ad, babe. I'm coming on in. You know, here we are. And that's how it's called the law of distraction. So what if you're their food? And so what if, now we're going to do what if now they have AIs, correct? Artificial intelligence. Mm-hmm. So now here's the new buzzword in psychiatry and psychology that I want to throw up. It's called emotional intelligence. I promise you to my everyday, there is no such thing as intelligence and emotions, none. Feeling is here. Emotions isn't it? Computer brain. So you cannot have emotional intelligence. I don't know who came up with this. I have my ideas. And so if you are emotional, you can feed off that. So let me just say, how about here's a tribe here and a tribe here. And this tribe is the big tribe. And this is the little tribe. This big tribe has to keep these people emotional because then they can go in and do whatever they want because they're going to feed. Oh my God, look how afraid they are of us. Let's get them. Let's take their property. Let's take their kids. Let's take their food. Let's take everything because we are the big deals and they are the little deals. So they feed off of fear. And the more fearful you are, the lower your resonance, the lower your immune system, the easier it's to get sick. And I will make this statement and stick to it. all diseases are emotionally based. So where is
I believe that. So they want to manipulate us to the point of fear because they're feeding off of the energy of fear, and that makes their energy stronger.
Totally. So let's just give an example. Let's go to an area that's always been at war, We can go the Civil War, we can go the war in the Middle East, we can go anywhere. When you get into that energy, it is so, and it continues, How many centuries have they been warring in the Middle East? Because that is the resonance of the energy of the whole area.
Right, right.
And so you, it's like I clear properties or homes or businesses or whatever. And when I go in, I can actually see this. And so people think sage clears, sage doesn't clear shit, honestly, but it looks good and it smells good, but that's not what clears it. It's consciousness. And that is what, and you can't just clear a building. You have to clear the land.
Mm-hmm. So, you got to go.
I'm sorry, I'm going to have to wait a second. Okay, so.
I'm sorry, I got to get this in tidbits. I'm like.
No, it's totally fine. I got you all the way. Okay, so you have this group of families. We'll call them reptilians.
Yeah, that's a good name for them, those little snakes.
Good.
Oh, I love it. They're just snakies.
Snakes and reptilians that are feet that want to eat us to get the energy, the essence, instill tons and tons of fear because they feed off the fear. So that's how they're going to get their energy and so forth and so on. Now, isn't there another segment though to balance that out? Because you can't have one without the other, right? So is there another part of the population, whether it's on Earth or extraterrestrial, whatever you want to call it.
Well, that, like plumping something up, like.
Yeah, like on the reverse. So if someone's feeding all this negativity and you all this fear because that's how they live off of, isn't there something else that's feeding all this love and energy and good vibration, and that's what they're feeding off of to balance it?
So what you do when you become stronger in your own power, see, they use force and they interact force with power. It is not. Power is you. Force is force. I'm going to force you to do this. So now they're taking this energy because it's physical, emotional, and they're putting it into AIs. If you have iRobot, if you have an AI that is infused with this emotion, you have food forever and they're easily replaceable.
So, like in the movies where you have all these crazy AIs taking over the world because they're like all crazy. That's because they're instilling all the fear into the AIs now.
Yeah, it is crazy. Go ahead.
What's the purpose of trying to kill off people if their food doesn't that then start to cut off their food supply?
No, because if they're taking this emotional resonance energy and putting it in artificial intelligence, you know, that's a robot, and some of the robots, I'm telling you, that come out of Japan, you would never know the difference. They can even marry them. I don't know if this is a fact, but that's what I was told, that they can even marry AIs in Japan. So if you put a human and AI together, can they reproduce?
Little mechanical little babies there?
No, there won't be any.
There won't be any.
Right.
But emotions are in. So just think about, let's say you talk about cows. Let's think about a cow. So people eat parts of the cow, you know, what the steaks or whatever it is. So if we, and we're taking on their stuff, energetically. Mm-hmm. So if you're imprinting emotions into AIs, you have a continuum of a food supply.
Talking about the artificial intelligence, is it so advanced now? Is that where cloning is coming into place? Are clones the most advanced form of AI technology because they look human now?
Yes, absolutely. And that is actually part of the cellular memory from when the human race was created.
When you open up the clone, what does it look like inside?
It's just mechanical.
So it's all mechanical. So it's literally like a machine, like a vacuum cleaner, right?
That's exactly correct.
Wow. and it's just got that somehow programmed to just kind of be and act like you?
Yeah, okay, so let's look at cars. Let's look at a car. Let's look at a Volkswagen or a Maserati. A Volkswagen is a car.
Let's look at the Maserati.
So it's a Maserati, correct?
Yeah, let's do that.
No, he said, let's look at the Maserati.
Well, okay, but let's look inside. What is in there? There's a steering wheel. There's seats. There's an engine. There's cylinders. They're all the stuff, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Now, so if, it, and remember, there's always the pecking order.
Mm-hmm.
So let's say we get some AIs in our house. So the big deals are going to have the really fabulous Maserati AIs, right? But the lower based within that structure, they're going to get the Volkswagen AIs. Do you see?
Yes.
So it's the pecking order. So we have the wealthy, the very wealthy, whatever, and we go down, and then we have the homeless people. In some of the areas on this planet, there is so much fear. So how about they're the McDonald's for the lower base, whatever, and then the Maserati is at the elite level. So the lower level, the droids, I call them, or the drones, or the ones, you know, it's like in the mafia. In the mafia, we got the big guys, and then we got the, you know, the other guys, and then we got the hit guys, and then we got the ones that go out and do all the dirty work. Mm-hmm. Do you think the ones that do the dirty work on the streets, do you think they get what the mob boss gets? Absolutely. The mob boss eats steak. The guy down here eats McDonald's. Now, I'm just using that example. Or in a corporation, the CEO is going to be eating and traveling and flying around in a plane or whatever, driving the Maserati. But the guy that cleans, you know, the maintenance man, you know, he's going to eat McDonald's.
So right. speaking of eating and speaking of food, so there is artificial food being made, is that right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely.
And can you give us examples
of artificial meat and stuff?
Can you give us examples of what types of food that we would associate our minds to that we're eating or possibly are artificial?
Meat.
That's so artificial Bill meat.
Bill Gates, he's actually in alignment. They're looking at creating artificial food. It looks like meat, you know.
That's so disgusting.
It is so disgusting to me. I can't believe it. Mm. So if you would like to make a population part of depopulation, what if you start feeding them artificial food that the human body cannot digest? So digestive system issues.
So
in the last 25 years.
That's just crazy.
Oh yeah.
They are truly crazy.
Because it all starts with your intestinal tract anyway. Okay. So I'm just going to call them the Bill Gates of the world for purposes of this conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Well, are they not human? How can someone be human with a soul and want to feed, first of all, kill people, kill off people, have them eat artificial foods, torture them, murder them, rape children, molest kids? What kind of, you can't possibly say to yourself, what kind of human are they? Because you have to think, they must not be human. Are these people non-human entities?
Have no soul.
They have no soul.
They just have no soul.
Absolutely have no soul.
So, like, what's there? Nothing?
Nothing. I can't stress that enough. And, you know, the fact is that we're having this conversation is brave for all of us. Really, it is. Because they don't want that to happen. And so that was part, even as a child, start researching things. Like, this just didn't make any sense to me. It made no sense. Even Zachariah Sitchin's work, I just absolutely loved him when he talked about, you know, like specific things that happened in, quote, the Garden of Eden, when it was really spoken of the E.din, take the dot out, we have the .coms. And his work is fabulous. So when I was introduced to him by an interesting thing, walking through a bookstore, and his books fell off the shelf in front of my feet. So I always get the information that I require to get. I have since I was a little girl. Mm-hmm. And so, yes, when you talked about extraterrestrials, there's no such thing as an extraterrestrial. Please, let's get rid of that word. They're just beings. That's all they are. Some have agendas and some don't.
So I want to clarify that then. Okay, so taking what you just said and using the Bill Gates of the world that have no soul, they are just beings from someplace other than here.
Yeah, that came here. Mm-hmm. But and they're the offspring. They're the offspring.
The offsprings of from a so long... they're not the guy or the mob boss. They're the offspring. So they're like the so mm-hmm. these Bill Gates, are they like the hamburger eaters, the McDonald's eaters?
No, they're
in our
not.
World?
No, he's up there.
They're the elite eating.
And see, so people call like them hybrids. Please, if I hear somebody call them a hybrid, I'm just gonna like throw up. They're half breeds, and many times they take women as the breeder.
So okay, what are they half breeds of?
Well, half of their thing, you know what I mean? Right. Like half of their
half of their DNA. That's what I'm writing. That's like what I'm writing.
Okay,
on DNA.
Got it.
That DNA, you know, in the human. So let's just do this from a practical sense. So let's say an Italian and an Irish person get together and get married, right?
Mm-hmm. Is this a joke?
No, this is not a joke.
Okay, I just wanted to say this.
Okay. I get it. So you're going to have the traits.
There's one.
You know, I mean, take my mother. My mother was Scandinavian to the core. I mean, I'm not kidding you. I love my mother's family, but I'm telling you, they were very Scandinavian. And hello, how are you? And my brother is just like that. I'm not, hello, how are you? My dad's side was Hispanic. Hello. And my, you know, and he's like, hello, I love you. And they're like huggy and whatever. So you have two completely different belief systems, completely different actions, completely different backgrounds, and you put them together. Well, then I must be a half-breed. Does that make sense?
Yes.
But I could not relate to my mother's family at all. They were like, hello. I thought they had rods up their ass. They were like, so like, hello, how are you? They were so reserved and observant. But I did not take that part of it. Does that make sense?
It does. I think so. But Sherry, I want to ask this question while we talk about the different races. Is there a superior... you know,
God?
Not so much God, but
a superior being.
Not a superior being. What am I trying to say? Like a superior race. Like for example, is it the Europeans? Is it the Africans? Is there anything? Is there a superior, you know, group of heritage? Is there a superior heritage? That's the word I was looking for.
See, I'm a snob. I am like such a snob.
Yeah.
So I cannot be bothered.
You're spiritually snobby.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, she's spiritually very spiritually snobby.
No, totally. So there's so many different races in our universe. But what I discovered in my research and watching this and seeing what this happened, because, you know, I can see this stuff. They were always warring. They were warring. And that's where it came to me. What? We're on a duality planet. Well, cripe's sake, this whole universe is duality. You've got the, you know, the reptilians fighting with the Anunnaki or the Beryons, or you've got the they were originally from the Pleiades, or the Pleiades fighting with the Cirrus beings. What's the difference when you've got, you know, the Irish fighting with the Irish? You know, you've got Northern Ireland and Southern Ireland. Like, they're the same people. And even though these are different races, they're all about fighting. And then they have infighting. They have infighting. It's called familia. What they're doing is they're infighting. I'm not going to talk to my brother. I'm not going to talk to my sister. It's the same whether you're fighting with another group outside of you or whether you're fighting with the group inside you called your family. But it's the duality consciousness that is programmed in this left computer brain. I actually have charts on how it works and teach people how to be God, but I call it the godness because I don't want
that,
to use the word.
So you have like mental telepathy?
She was putting that in your head so you would ask the question.
My
she's
next question
this in
is,
your, she's
what
in your
is,
ear remotely is what
the God
doing.
Particle?
Okay, so the God particle, this was interesting. And because I, as a medical intuitive, I can see inside people's bodies. It's just, it's trippy. It's so trippy. Like, hi, little cells, how you doing? Oh,
that's wild.
And so that's how I communicate non-verbally with the information that comes out. So in 2004, because I work with, you know, like pregnant couples, I've been in delivery rooms, I've worked through the whole 9 months with them. I noticed something different about these babies in the womb. And I thought, what is it? And then I have a friend, I'm like, his name is a physicist, and he called it the Deltron. And then this other doctor from ASU where they studied me, he called it, I think, the God gene or something, his book, I can't remember. So I saw this as a particle. And I said to the physicist, I said, well, I'm going to call it the Akira Zananda. And he said, you can call it whatever you want. It's feminine. It's non-gender. I promise you it is non-gender because duality is all male-based. And I figured it out. Health, he. Hell, he. You know, we sing hymns.
Hell.
Is that why this time that we're going through right now, they're saying is the feminine energy coming through?
Yes, and this is the natural evolution, and I call it involved conscious evolution revolution. The body inside at the cellular level is shifting, and that's why you see on Facebook, you know, a three-year-old writing a sonata or a 15-year-old developing a way, because they are coming in from different dimensions. Now we'll do the major hit. So one of the things that where my snobbiness came from, because I've been talking to different beings since I was 3 years old, which drove my mother crazy. You know, she thought they were imaginary. I go, no, you're imaginary. They're not imaginary. You are. And so they're all of these races of beings just ready to connect with us. And I'm like the connector, because they're non-duality. And so when I communicate with them empathically, better than telepathically, like I've never met one that said, you know, I'm not getting along with my mother, or I can't stand my book. Like there is not that conversation. And so that's why it's a trip for me sometimes, like, oh my God, if I hear this thing one more time. So they're sort of like waiting around to support, but the humans have to be. And can I give you an example?
Yeah, sure, go.
Okay, so one night I got this visitation, but I have a rule in my home. You can go anywhere on my property, anywhere. You cannot come into my bedroom. That is the number one rule, because that's myspace.com. So everybody knows that in all dimensions. So this was a few years ago, and this group came to visit me, and they're in my, and they woke me up. What are you doing here? You don't know the rules. And so, but I knew as the Neo, my body started to have a reaction, which is fear. And so I just stood my ground and I said, please do not lower your resonance to this human body. This is empathically, I'm experiencing a fear. I'm not afraid of you. My consciousness isn't afraid of you, but this stupid body I'm stuck in is having some sort of trauma drama. Come back in 3 days. I'll meet you out in my healing room and then we'll talk. And 3 days later, and I said, and don't lower or I'm not going to learn anything. And then we became friends. We matched.
And these beings that came into your room, spiritual beings, physical beings?
Well, you can call them spiritual, but they're physical to me. I can see them.
You just see them as a different mind. So, you know, we're coming down to the close here of the show, and I just want to kind of get your opinion on something right now. We'll shift gears a little bit to stimulus money. There's another bill, if you
three
would.
Trillion.
$3 trillion that's in the works right now. What's the purpose of that? I mean, beyond the obvious, or is there something beyond the obvious?
Yeah, there is, because if you look at that package and you see what they're doing, I even heard today that there was a part that they were going to give new cell phones and laptops to the House of Representative members. No, come on. So how is that a stimulus? Yes, it means they're going to sell more, but why is it just to them? So that's what you have to look at. Who are they stimulating?
Also was
in that package are $1,200 for undocumented or illegal aliens.
Okay, so you can get stimulated by an illegal hooker. Did you get stimulated? You got taken.
And they took the $1,200 even probably.
Exactly.
It's just a bad day.
And I'd like to throw out just one little thing here. You know, they shut down LA, only LA. So this is my question. Please keep asking questions. What is one of the biggest ports of entry in commerce in this country?
Yeah.
LA.
LA? Mm-hmm.
So if they're shutting LA down, see, I'm always looking for the agenda, hidden or obvious, and most hidden agendas are incredibly obvious. But you have to look. Why would they pick on LA? Or it could be New York, because those are ports of entry for commerce, not just from China, but what we have going out and what we have coming in from different countries. So I'm always looking at when they say they close something down, what's going on? Please, your audience, ask. Question.
Question, everybody. So listen, one last question before you leave us is, do you think this has anything to do with any political party or political side, i.e. maybe it's a Democrat movement, it's a Republican movement, or it's just a universal, you know, this is what we're going through from forces that are way beyond any of that?
because they're controlling it. That isn't Republican Democrat. Isn't that duality? How about the Whigs and the Tories? How about the Puritans and the non-Puritans? So you see, that's what keeps duality going. And they do that through the computer brain. Oh, and would it be appropriate, could I promote a thing I have coming up?
You never have to ask, Sherry. Throw it on out. Come on now.
Okay. Well, on Eventbrite, on Wednesday night at 5:00 Pacific Standard Time, I'm doing, because there's, like, I can talk to this about you, but I couldn't do this on Facebook Live. And so it's called Insider Secrets of the Shift, and it's an Eventbrite. And so that's what I'm doing. That's why my goal is to get on your stuff a podcast. Because you guys are brave. You are so brave and courageous even to have me on with this stuff, because I never have talked about this stuff this way so openly, because we have to make the shift and you guys are part of this.
Thank you. You are conscious.
What you're doing is your gifts. I'm not, you know, like tooting your horns, but you are but you are part of the shift. And there are those around the world that are part of this. And that's what we're gonna do. It's not that we're going to beat them. We are going to expose them to who they are. Remember, who's the man behind the curtain in The Wizard of Oz?
It was the little guy.
Oh yeah, the little guy.
No, he was the Wizard of Oz, and he was just this little guy behind the curtain. That's what they are, little guys behind the curtain who have presented themselves as the big guys.
One last question. Where do you see us in 6 months, 12 months, 2 years from now?
Well, in my idea, what I would like to be is that more people become more conscious and not be afraid and step into their own power. Because you talked about God or the source. What did God do? See, I'm teaching people how to be God. I call it godness. And I know how it works in the body. I teach them to be Yahweh, actually. And that's a process that I do. So when we step into that resonance of the God within us, you can't be controlled. Because in the Bible, or all that, they said you're made in God's image. My question was, why are we less? Even Jesus the dude, I love Jesus. But Jesus said, you shall do as I do and more. Yeah, and he would say, you would do as I do and more.
Do you think it's mental that we just think we're less?
Yes.
But if we tweak our brain to say, I am equal as or greater than, would we be?
And I teach people how to connect left brain, right brain. That's why they made a difference.
Sherry, thank you for this. And Sherry, it's been really great having you on here today. How else can everybody get a hold of you? So if you do want some of your teachings, or they do want to find out how you can help them, how can they get a hold of you that way too, Sherry?
Well, if they go to my website, it's sherryanshara.com, you can actually sign up for a complimentary 10 minutes, but you can get my ebook called Getting Your Answers in 10 Minutes. But this is my phone number, and I do sessions all over the world, over the phone or over Zoom. It's 480-609-0874. And I have all kinds of packages, and because we have to be the cause. We've used the word because as an excuse. It's not working. I can't do this because. No, you're being the cause. I be the cause. You be the cause. And the two of you are being the cause for other people being their cause.
How do you not like her, man? You know what I mean?
Like, love you, Sherry.
How do you not? I mean, so it's all those things.
Like, I feel all warm and fuzzy now. I'm all happy.
All right, Sherry, thank you for being
thank
on the show.
So
we
much.
Most certainly enjoyed it. We love you. We'll see you next time, okay?
Thank you, and I can't wait to get it and promote
it. Yeah, yeah, we definitely would love to have you back on. That is Sherry Anshara, everybody. I hope you have enjoyed it, because we most certainly have on this end. And thank you very much, because, you know, as you can see, we are working super hard and driving really hard to bring you amazing guests and content. And it's because of your support on our YouTube channel and our Patreon channel that this all becomes a reality. So thank you for that. We will see you next time. Yep.
Together we will turn the universal key to global harmony and create a unified world. Thank you everybody for tuning in. And remember, tune in often, tell all your friends, and most importantly, may all your dreams come true. Many blessings.